Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my next guest is a singer-songwriter and actor out of the UK, and she's coming to the Park West this Friday, Chicago. Put your hands together for Kate Nash.
I think about death all the time. Do you think that's morbid? I'm not like the other girls. Don't get me started, but I'm trying. Well, I wish that I could take you to another time when everything was cool and my mental health was fine.
Kate Nash just released her fourth studio album called Yesterday Was Forever. It's her first in 5 years and the first that she crowdfunded to produce. The English singer-songwriter burst on the scene with her hit Foundations back in 2007. That debut album called Made of Bricks made it to number one in the UK. In the blink of an eye, Kate Nash was a huge British pop star. She followed up with edgier punk albums, and in 2013, she was dropped from her label. But instead of staying in one lane, Kate Nash, who began her career as an actor, switched it up and stars in the terrific Netflix show Glow. She plays the wrestler Rhonda Britannica Richardson. It's the story of the famed Glow Female Wrestling League, Season 2, coming out later this year. She can do it all, and she will be at the Park West this Friday night. But first, she's with me on the download. Kate Nash, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Introduction.
I'm interested because it's an amazing career, and there's a lot of questions I have about being a part of that career. But let's talk about the album, Yesterday Was Forever. How do you see this album in the canon of work that you've done in the past? How have you evolved from those days of Foundations to what we're hearing on this record?
I feel like this album is kind of like a mix of everything I've been through over the past 10 years. I feel like when I started writing it, I was exploring my pop roots again in a totally new way after kind of the experience of Girl Talk and that tour. I think that kind of changed me forever. So I sort of had all of that sort of attitude, I suppose, thrown into the pop mix. You learn and grow, like I've been doing this for 12 years now, so, you know, I just have different strings.
I say that because you've had just such an interesting career and one that a lot of musicians would want and a lot of musicians would never want in the way that you had such a tremendous start to your career with Foundations and the album Made of Bricks, that you were a bona fide British pop star. I mean, you're number one, living that life. Talk about what that's like to be at the top, to be something that is not just a musician, but almost in a way commerce or a piece of a product that people are selling.
I don't really know. I feel like it's really overwhelming when that happens. For me personally, it was just like a little bit too overwhelming, and I was very, very young, and I don't know, like I didn't really enjoy like the whole like famey extreme sort of fame feeling. That I didn't feel comfortable, so I just sort of like, I don't know, I had some obviously like really amazing moments, and it's really hard to write because I feel like it was exciting and I was very excited about what I was doing, but also I was emotional and suffering from things that I didn't really know, like why I was feeling that way. Mm-hmm. And I was having extreme pressures and stresses applied to me that I didn't properly understand or even see. And I was surrounded by a lot of like older men in the industry who, like, looking back, I don't really think had my emotional well-being or like mental health as a priority, but I also like couldn't really see that then because I was like 18. So it's really hard to know exactly what you're in until you're out of that. But, you know, it definitely set the foundation for like my entire career. And I'm really grateful for it because it's given me the opportunity to like do what I do now, you know. I always have that to kind of step off of.
Well, obviously being number one and being a huge pop star gives you the luxury of having a rabid fan base, people who grew up with your music. And it's great to see that you're able to make that into, hey, I want to make a record. I want to crowdsource. I want to be able to do this. And I don't want to go through the same experiences I just went through with the major labels and everything. Talk about what it means for you to be able to rely on your audience to produce music.
I'm really grateful for that. Signing a record deal or something right now would be a huge compromise. Because I just hear so many horror stories from other people too. I don't know that many people that are having like an amazing time on their record label. It's difficult either to get like money from them or, you know, there's just like so many people involved in what you do and what you make. And I feel like I've been independent now for 5 years and that would be really difficult to give up.
Right.
That sort of freedom of being able to like have creative control. So it's only a compromise I want to make if it's with the right people, because it is a big compromise. So I feel like, you know, you have to weigh those things up, don't you, and look at like what's actually worth compromising on.
As somebody who went through major labels and for the three albums before Yesterday Was Forever, did you feel those, as you got older, did you feel the pressures of big business and the major record labels essentially saying, hey, could you just do Foundations too? Just do another song.
I feel like I sort of didn't feel that. I think during my second record, I was really enjoying like expressing myself in a different way and trying new things. And I think looking back, my label wanted that Foundations too, or like wanted me to do something that I didn't really want to do. I just didn't really realize. I think I was naive, just doing like whatever I wanted to creatively. And then that's probably why I got dropped, you know, because I didn't like conform to those things. But I think that like that's been a great thing. You know?
Yeah. Would you go back if you could tell your younger self, hey, this is now I'm not as naive and you would produce Foundations too and compromise yourself creatively? Or do you think the way it played out is the way it was supposed to play out?
Yeah, I think that about everything in life. I would never go back and change that because I didn't want that career, and I've carved out a very unique path that suits me. And you know, is it like you said, isn't for everybody, but like, I don't know, I just think everything, like all the experience I gained from being independent is such an important lesson, and it's totally rebuilt my character in so many ways. And I would never exchange that for like, because that stuff doesn't mean anything. I mean, fame doesn't mean anything. Statistics and like the charts and like being played on the radio, like, although yes, it makes people's careers like easier and bigger, but it actually, like, it doesn't last forever for anyone. And even like huge artists are then, they're trying to recreate those like their pop singles too,
right?
And then they're struggling. It's like things change all the time. You can't And also, like, if you're really in it for the, it just depends what reasons you're in it for. Because for me, I'm just like, I'm always going to be a musician, I'm always going to make art, even when I'm like struggling too. And even if like no one's behind me, like I go out there and I do that. And so that's because I'm like an artist and I live by that and I'll die by that. For other people, it's less about that. And it's more about wanting to just have a successful pop career, which for me, it's not that simple. So no, I wouldn't go back and change anything.
Kate Nash is my guest. She's going to be at the Park West this Friday night. Her new album is called Yesterday Was Forever. She also plays wrestler Rhonda Britannica Richardson on the great Netflix show Glow, which should be coming out later this year. Switching gears and talking about Glow, the show was such a success and everyone loved it. And looking forward to what's next to come with season two. Talk about how you got involved in it and how this fits into the career of Kate Nash.
I auditioned for stuff too because I did acting at school and I wanted to act and just never found the right in. And then I did a couple of independent movies and I just did an audition with Jen Houston, who cast Glow, and she cast me in a pilot with Eddie Izzard about the Salem witches that was set in Boston, directed by Gus Van Sant and Jenji Cohen.
Oh, yeah.
So I went and did that for a month. The show never got picked up. It was an amazing experience, and you know, because of that I had this relationship with Jen and Genji, and they had me audition for Glow, and so that's how I got the role. I just like made a tape and said to do my audition. But when I saw the trailer for the documentary, I was watching it and I was like, oh my god, it just felt actually like I would never have expected a female wrestling league to perfectly fit into my life, but it suddenly like made so much sense. I was like, oh my god, this is me, like this is my life. I feel like this is like a girl gang on tour. This is like me and my sisters growing up. I showed it to my dad, and he was like, looks like the Nash household, like when you guys were like horrible fighting, like girls growing up. And like, it's like a mix of like live performance and story and this physicality that I think is also part of like rock and roll. And so it just kind of like, I just like jumped into the deep end and absolutely loved it.
How challenging was it? Of course, it's a great role, but it also comes with physicality. You got to get in the ring. You got to be a wrestler. How challenging was it to push yourself to be a lady wrestler?
Yeah, extremely challenging. First day, it was really scary. Like, I remember hearing the sounds of the mat. And, you know, that pilot episode, things we're talking about in that are sort of similar. It was like really scary for us getting in the ring. We didn't know what we were doing and we didn't know what we were capable of. But we got to work with Chavo Guerrero, who's an absolute legend from like a wrestling family of legends. And he was just so incredible with us. And he taught us how to use our bodies for their strengths and, you know, find our weaknesses and like work on those, but really play to our strengths and realize how strong we are. And it's just been such an empowering experience, because most of the time, like as a girl especially, you're told, you know, to be sort of smaller and quieter and like be in the corner and close your legs and don't scream and don't be angry. And to be told the complete opposite of that is just purely like it's liberation.
And the show, of course, critical acclaim and people are looking forward to it. Season two, of course. Did you expect it to have this much success, that people would be talking about GLOW and really mesmerized by the performances on the screen?
I hope so, because I really believed in it. I think all of us just felt like there was something really special happening. I mean, there's just so many amazing women in this show. There's so many amazing female creators behind the show. Mark Maron, Chris Lowell as well. Like, we have just like Bashir. There's like a great, like a stellar cast, I think, of just such talented actors, actresses. And like the wrestling aspect of it is so interesting, is so different. And I think our show's just, I love it. I think it's great. As soon as I read the blurb about the audition, I thought, this is really special. Like, I read the pilot and I was like, this is really, really good. So I've believed in it from day one. And I think it's hard to know, like, when you're on a Netflix show, it's kind of hard to know exactly. It lives in this internet bubble, I guess, but it's also, like, I don't know. Like, no one knows about the ratings and stuff of Netflix, so it's like, you kind of live in this, like, I don't know. I'm like, oh, cool, that's great. I'm glad to know that people are so into it. But even now, I'm, like, still surprised, I guess.
That's such a great show, and we're looking forward to it. And we're looking forward to the show at Park West on Friday night as well. Kate Nash, with the new album, Yesterday Was Forever, joining us tonight. Like I said, Friday night at the Park West. Kate, thanks so much for taking some time out. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. Sometimes when I get down, I really like to get down low. I sink my feet into the ground. I dig a great big hole.